Blog Talk Radio.
Today, I look good even though I feel shitty. I just got back out this way. You already got plans for the city. Call them off, cause you call them off for me. You're always going on and on. Got it all, ask me why I never leave. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side. Homegirl, tell your best friend you can slide through. On the low, on the low location. I don't want them see me getting faded. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a psycho. They won't tell, cause they tryna live their best lives too. On the low, on my own, I'll be waving. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah. Looking at you, cry, go crazy. If I could, I would take the pain away. I don't see that smile I made. You already make plans that ain't with me. Trying hard, I've been trying hard to breathe. Inhale, exhale, you refer what you've been doing to me. Fighting it off, you've been fighting me off for weeks. Don't leave, cause I need you. But you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side.
touch that makes it feel so right, so right. Your lips consume my deepest sensitivity. It feels so good, it makes me wanna cry.
Tattoo. Shit. Might just keep it cool, yeah. Depending on my mood. The sun is rising, depending on my moon. Boys, back it up, cause I'm finna act cool. Yabba dabba do, I'm a yabba in my coupe. With my fellas, all the soft levers, bumpin' fella coots. I'm that gin and juice, after that, I left the roof. After that, we hit the after, I was about to the afternoon. I love shrooms,
brochures, hands on, I can't come out of the hands on. I'm worried around on the hands, love. Just give it up, make my hand blow. Back in the candle, back in the days.
Take my chances, hit another one. Watch the embers burn away. Pour a double cup, I'm dirty dancing. What am I running from? When I run so far away. I left you in my space. It's been nothing but your face. Bookmarking memories and enemies and fake chemistry. And I tell my homies, I can't take her no more. I'm a quitter. They say, oh, look at the little baby. He a twitter. All tender. Go figure. Shit. So that's how they see me now. Cause every weight that she put on me is like Instagram, I mean an Instagram of stress and worry. Huh. That's all she wanna do now. Clapping and snapping, chatting and yapping. You want me to get lost in your world? I guess we both gonna be waiting. Well, it was fun while I lasted. Them lies just longer than bonds. Good
evening, Diva. We can't hear you.
Oh,
Well, I guess I'm going to go ahead
there
and get
go.
My headphones
on. There you go. You was
on
mute, girl. So. You was on mute. Now I can hear you.
Oh, now you can.
I'm like, where's she at? Where's she at? There you go. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, welcome to Express Your Vibe, Diva. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm feeling extra, extra lovely. More lovely than what I normally feel. And I got my dew tossed. I'm feeling good. You know, it's set.
Right.
So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is. After the reveal, I got, you know, got me an old rod set. Mm-hmm. You know, got forming my curls right now. You know, I love my classic bun with the curl at the top. So I can't wait to see.
Yes. Well, you must take a picture.
How you doing tonight?
So Diva.
Oh, you know I am now. You know I'm a camera nut.
What I'm doing tonight, my little piece of joy is over at her great-grandmother's house, so I'm enjoying the night.
Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes, take it in. Take it all in, honey. I get it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, I might not get this again for a minute.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. So, my darling, it is time to express your vibe. What you got?
Yeah. Oh, let me see. I got a little something I was playing with the other night. This is called Still Blushing.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I rarely look into your eyes because it is such time my way back from being lost in them. I seldom share my kiss because it is so hard to gather myself after melting. I hide my heart because there is no tool to fix it after being broken. So I give you my smile because I want to see you smile. My friendship, because I want you to know me. And my loyalty, because I am devoted and faithful to what I love and want. They are priceless qualities I possess. But I would like to know one thing. If I revealed my fear to you, would you wrap your arms around my weakness? Could you comprehend the energy of mine you'll connect with when I make love to you? It's breathtaking. For the heavenly way I make your body feel, but your mind and soul in sync. As I move how you move, as we move. Every time you come through, I relax so, with fantasies in my head of us locked into an unbreakable stare. I breathe in deep from the gentle way you caress my skin as you softly move my hair from my shoulders. How I love the night air. Blush. Because in between each breath you make, every word sounds like satisfaction. So don't feel slighted if every time we meet, I really look into your eyes. And that's that piece.
Oh, dear. I love that. You will not look into his eyes because it's going to be blessing.
Yes.
There are a lot of small lines in there that I really, really like. The best one was, I think it was when we come together in an unbreakable bond. Is that what you said?
Yeah, when we come together in an unbreakable stare.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Love that piece, Diva. Loved it.
Thank you. What did you bring tonight? I don't know how you express your vibe.
Well, you know, not too long ago, and I forget which show it was, but the prompt was, somebody give this heart a pen. And I never got a chance because I think at that time I was incapacitated, but I made a little something-something.
All right, well, go and express your vibe. It might be yours.
All right. Thanks. Someone give this heart a pen because it has something to say this way right now. If the words can't be released, it may not beat another day. See, it has been beating all her life, been bruised many times, yet still stands, still beats. It has seen trials, tribulations, and strife. It hasn't felt love in so long, it has given up at times. The muse has come and gone. Someone give this heart a pen. It has something to say every now and then. It has to make a choice on how to live, how to give, express itself by its beat, its voice. Look, listen how its blood flows. How long it will last without love, no one knows. Someone, please, give this heart a pen. It really has something to say. If the words can't be released, it may not be another day. And that's that vibe.
My call dropped. So I'm just getting back in there, and I, like, missed your piece. I'm like, what happened? I didn't touch nothing. Wait a minute.
Lord have mercy.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm feeling some kind of way.
I know that's right. Because, look, I think Blog Talk is a little acting up a little bit. Whoever's listening in, just excuse us if we should happen to pop off. We'll pop back on, hopefully. So, Diva, now that we've got our little pieces out of the way, I think I'd like to bring someone in, and this is Mother of Dreams.
Oh.
Hey, Diva. How are you?
Hello. How you doing?
Hi, Diva.
Hey, we're good.
Hey.
Oh, good. Good to hear you.
It's been a hot minute. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
It's good to hear your voice, too.
Oh,
so what's the topic for tonight?
Express Your Vibe. Express Your Vibe is open. It's whatever you feel you want to spit. You go ahead and do it.
Oh, okay. Well, it has been a minute, so I can really honestly say I am, like, at a good place, so I don't have anything, like, I feel like my heart is kind of, like, just open, and I think that's a good place to be in. And so,
absolutely.
I don't think this poem has a title on it. So,
all right.
I'm just gonna spit it and push it out, and just let it flow that way. So, hope y'all enjoy.
All right.
This is an erotic.
Absolutely.
This is an erotic piece. Is because I'm a little backed up, So I need to express myself this way. So, okay. So here we go. I need your snowfall to fall on my face. I need you to leave your handprint on my ass from stroking this dick. Pull my locks, have your gun cocked, hold my neck and make it put me on top and jackhammer it to death. Beast mode, let the Wolverine take control. Balls all down your back. I'm a writer. I pen the ink. Let the ink stains dry and drip down my back. Backing it up, brought that nut. Tongue so vicious, you can call me Aloysius. What a fat cat with your looking ass. Feeling good in my thong. Confidence from a lineage of fine-ass women. This joke comes naturally. And indigenous features. I call before I come. Taste your goddess, taste my goddess nectar. Break your neck from putting my face in it. The slug serpent on your face. Wear my juices like flowers worn on our ancestors' heads. You're my anthropology, a disc of freaky tales. Become my day walker. And that's that piece.
I don't think she's the only one pent up, Diva.
Oh, no, she definitely isn't the only one, but I like that.
I know, that's right.
You said so many things that,
I'm telling you.
I want some of them done to me, too.
No fault on her face, whole neck and make it wet. Hey, now, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. Hey,
I say live your life and be free. And if you pent up, find somebody to unleash on. That's it.
Absolutely. Life is too short. It is to be lived.
For sure.
So I understand exactly what you're saying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That was hot.
Well, I appreciate you ladies for just letting me being able to speak my piece each and every time.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Mike is always here for you. All the time.
Always.
Thank you.
Well, we are going to escort you to the Groovy Lounge. I got the lava lamp going. And your favorite latte. You know what I'm saying? And the cushy chair, you know?
Definitely.
All right, Diva, thank you so much. One love, one mic.
Thank you.
One love, one mic. Diva, whoa. I'm like, I got stuck on a cup too many times, I think.
I got stuck on the part where she said, "What'd she say? Grab her throat and make it wet." What was that?
Hold her neck and make it wet or something like that. Hey, Lord.
Yes. Lord have mercy. I understand my exact sentiment.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was dope. Definitely dope.
Well, Diva, I got this one. And I never spit it before because it was a little raunchy. And I was like, if Mother Jackson can do it, so can I. So anyway, it's a little.
You already know.
Yeah, it's short. Right? This is called sexual chemistry.
The mic is yours.
Sexual chemistry is everything to me. It is everything it's cracked up to be. It's so important in a relationship. If it's not there, I'm taking the trip out the door because you need it like I do. I need it that bad. It's true. I'll wear a wig or a costume if it gets you to doing me. Nails in your back, I'll dig. If it gets you hard enough to do me rough, go ahead, make me crazy. Sexual chemistry can put you in a frenzy because all I do is think about it all day. Maybe I'll do whatever to bring you my way. My bed calls me, so I get naked. Come on in. You know I won't fake it. Now you know why sexual chemistry is vital and whom I kick it with has the title of being the man. So let's do it. Make me hoarse. Then we'll do it all night off and on. Then as we part, I'll feel no remorse. You'll say sexual chemistry is great. You know how high sexual beings like me can relate. And that's that dive.
Nice. Okay. Sexual chemistry. Yes. It's a vibe. It's definitely a vibe. Crazy dog in the background, but I like that piece. You're going to make me go into my nasty archives and grab a piece, girl. I like that.
That's where the vibe is tonight. Why not?
I got something for you. I definitely got something for you. It's been a minute since I've read these pieces, but I can do something for you if you'd like.
All right, Nana. Hey, Diva, that show last night, the Get Down was outstanding. It was epic.
Was it not outstanding? Oh, my goodness. Also,
it started out. It started and ended amazing. And there were even a couple of surprises that
okay.
Hey, hats off to J. Rob, the Wise Son, and Poetic, because that was a hell of a show last night. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't tune into the Get Down last night, y'all need to listen to the playback as soon as you can, because it was dope, every single bit of it.
Absolutely.
Yes, it was, man.
Yes, it was.
So, Diva, whenever you're ready, excuse me, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, this is called Luxurious Ecstasy. He untied her hair to massage the day away from her scalp. She loves his hands all over her. They were like magic because the waves of the love-making that followed, and God, was he good. He asked her, if I let you moisturize my beard, would you show your appreciation by having a seat? But before she could answer, he gave her no time to reply. He ran his tongue across her terrain soaked with cherry musk juices that had been simmering all night. Tongue deep inside her love canal, they could almost hear a splash from her wetness. The smell and sounds of ecstasy quickly filled the room, from that skin on skin, that beautiful mixture of body-to-body chemistry. It just heightened the experience. As she starts to peak her climax, he grabs her hips firmly so he can catch every swallow of all her juices. She calls out his name as he drinks her deep. Finishing up, he slides her down perfect, positioning her to slide himself in, raising his upper body to let her kiss, because he remembers how she loves the way she tastes on his lips. She starts to come again from the mere mixture of the savory flavor. He slows his stroke to bring her to another climax because he is not ready to come yet. With bodies in rhythmic sync, she rides and he greedily receives her energy. Watching her, smelling her, feeling her, he knows he has her in pure ecstasy, and it drives him to deepen his stroke. Pumping faster, his dick swelling, her juices gushing and flowing down onto his back and his thighs. And his moans turn to one call out of her name. And that's that piece. That's that vibe.
Diva.
Yeah.
I got stuck on the after climax. He held her firm. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh my goodness. So listen, there's this one. I'm going to have to lighten it up a little bit. I made this up right before the show started. And I said, oh, my goodness. And then, I how I think sometimes things are corny and then it's not. But this is untitled. All right.
Like a job.
Thanks. My spirit had traveled along the skies. It knew where you were. I knew where to go. I didn't really want to rush this time, so I went slow. Did I surprise you? Did you know we find what everyone searches for? I won't speak for you. I can't read your mind. You didn't know my smile was the sunlight, that my eyes were moonbeams in the night. I bet you wished on a four-leaf clover to find me. Not that I'm bragging. I wished on a star just to happen to you, for you to see me, just to be where you are. In unspoken words, you wanted me to wait. Wait until you were free, until your nest was empty. But you didn't understand. It wasn't your way or the highway, because I was already free. And if you wanted me, really wanted me, I would be the mountain you'd never have to climb, have I?
Oh, that was, I did that. If you want me, you really want me, I would be that mountain you would never have to climb. Wow. Wow. I really, really like that. Especially that last one.
Thank you.
Beautiful piece, Diva.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yes.
Before I do my piece, you want to bring in a station ID? I think I found one.
Absolutely. Get it.
All right. Let me see what I got.
This is Tiffany. Radio.
It is Epiphany Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 15 minutes to 10 o'clock hour. And if you're listening online, try to chime in before 11, before the Blog Talk lady cuts you off. Y'all know she has no filter. So, all right, Diva.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on you. Express your vibe.
All right. I call this healthy selfishness. Sometimes when we are on that journey, finding that balance in life, that missing element, we will encounter a person that embodies a lot of those things that we are looking for. But in the same instance, that person may come with emotional woundings as well. As a result of that, their presence in our life can come and go, can be at a come and go state, like love in waves, as if they give you attention in installments, breadcrumbs, so to speak. And yes, inconsistency in something as simple as love stuck. Not that they have bad intentions, but perhaps they're still healing and learning how to love. Because when it is given like that, it is control. So you can either nurture this behavior to help them grow through what they're going through, or go. Just remember that happiness is your birthright, but it is an inside job. It isn't your job to heal them, to heal anybody. You can be that guiding light for them. Just don't go down that deep, dark hole with them. Be on the frequency that in which you want to attract. and make sure you don't start seeing yourself through the eyes of who don't value you. Know your worth, even if they don't. And that's their vibe. Did we lose you, Diva?
I got you. Diva, look, I was talking, I was on mute. Girl, look, I love that piece because you know how the last line is, you know, gives you life. That's the line that gave me life. You know your self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if no one else does. And that's a form of self-love, too. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But,
absolutely.
Yes. So, since we just won't bounce back and forth, I wanted to do that cut trigger that I did the other night.
Okay.
What was that? Was that on the love on the love zone? It might have been.
It may have been.
Oh no, you know what it was. It was from J. Rob's and his friends. They did a cipher of some sort. And that thing triggered me,
okay.
And I was like, oh wait a minute, I had to write to that.
Okay.
Well, I'm
crazy. You ready?
Excuse me.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I saw something the other day that triggered me in a certain way. All of my emotions, sensations from our situationship came from this clip. I began to trip and reminisce how you had my body in every position I could think of. And of my own volition, I fell into the abyss of carnal bliss. So caught up, I was willing to do anything to have you kiss me, hold me, do me until I was raw, and then I still wanted it, wanted you to love me, at least care deeply for me. Triggered by the moans and expletives coming from your mouth, making me look at us in the mirror. Making me scream. Once in a while in my head, I'll hear you speak. Where's my sugar? And for a moment, I feel a little weak. My body faintly feels you now. And though I moved on and even forgave, I was triggered. Triggered so bad I wanted to call. Then I remembered, you never loved me at all. That shit hurt me so bad, but you will never know. I was triggered, and that I'll take to my grave. That's that vibe.
Wow. You know what? It's like that sometimes. Some folks, you can't let them know that they got the best of you sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Absolutely.
I have been there, and, you know, I always say a woman's heart is an ocean of secrets. But
yes.
It's not always to hide some, you know, hide someone else's secrets. Sometimes it's just to protect us. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Protect our
Absolutely.
Heart. You know, from being so
mm-hmm.
open with the vulnerability, you know, at the time. I really, really like that piece. I really do. Man, I got another one for you, if you're ready for it. I wrote this one not too long ago, actually.
You know what, Diva? We have another caller.
Awesome.
I think we do. Yes, we do. I'm just messing. Area code 506. You are on the mic. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. How you doing?
Hello, it's Lady A, Andrea. How are you?
Diva.
What's going on, Diva? How are you?
Oh, I got caught. You know, when the times get posted on the shows, I get confused because I don't know if it's 10 o'clock Eastern time, because if it's Eastern time, then it's 11 o'clock my time.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
wow.
Did you guys start an hour ago?
Yeah, we started at 9. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. The times are posted. I don't understand them, I guess. Maybe I'm expecting to see Eastern time, and it said 10 o'clock UTC? And I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. Urban Time.
I was going to say, right?
Anyways, it was
right.
So I thought I was just, you know, early and I'm an hour late. I'm very sorry.
Oh, no, that's,
oh,
no,
that's
all right.
You're here, honey.
Yeah.
How
that's all that matters.
So far, jeepers.
Oh. It's all right. You're here, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, thank you. What's the common theme tonight? I know it's an open mic and everything, but is it... has it rolled into a particular kind of...
No, not really. Not really. It's
mm-hmm.
just expressing
nope.
yourself or whatever you feel that you want to spit.
That's it.
Okay. I've been hiding myself and really what I'd like to say, but I find it's... I get really dark and I don't really like to... be that negative, I guess you could say, because I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to speak only positive things to get positive back. And
mm-hmm.
I'm going to my old poetry, so I don't know what I'm going to mm-hmm. actually talk about because. I didn't expect to be on this quickly either, so I'm still searching for something appropriate.
Okay. And look,
so what,
okay.
What have you been talking about? Is there somebody else waiting to get on? Because mm-hmm. I don't
want to. No,
we've been back and forth, and you know.
Okay.
I mean, we have another call, but it's your turn, darling.
Well, you know what? I really would like to find something appropriate. Like I said, I didn't expect to be on this quickly. Go ahead and take that other call and come back to me. Would that be okay?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No problem. All right, Lady A.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm, well, Diva, we have King Atterbury. What's going
mm-hmm.
on, King?
Hey,
ladies,
how y'all doing?
Hey,
okay.
Hey, how are
you?
Good,
what's
your
king? I'm hanging in there, that's all I can say.
That's all we can do is hang in there. You know, they can do what they do.
Yeah, I'm good money tonight, though. So express your vibe is damn, huh?
Hey, whatever you want, it's it. Go right ahead.
All right. I got this piece titled Favorite Lay. I heard you're still waiting, very patient for occasions. This poem is just a statement, open letter towards dating. Although you're out there dreaming about someone special, may I catch you if you're running? Can I be your next level? A place where you can find a peace of mind and chill. Spin the wheel, allow your feelings to reveal something real. No camouflage affection, only comfortable connection. I've been flying around so much that my heart needs a blessing. Let's have a natural current, ride a wave of affection. When I think of you mentally, there's no rest. Your image is so enticing, your aura is unbelievable. You're the one I want to breathe into, a moment so beautiful. Take you by the park of choice and have a good time. Open the window to my soul so you can feel the sunshine. Allow me to see heaven at its highest, brightest peak. Taste a little bit of you, and you can have some of me, King.
Wow. That was nice.
Oh, that last line again.
Yeah.
That last line.
Yeah.
I like that. I really like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I like that. I really did like that, too. Yes. And, you know, very much to the point. But that line, what is that? I'll give you some of me if you give me some of you.
Oh, taste a little bit of you.
Oh, the last one. Ah, yep. I like that. Thank you so much. Because yep. I know you had to adapt. Good goodness. Yes. So.
Yeah.
But thank you so much. So we're gonna, what you got going on before we let you go, right quick?
Let me see the class.
Oh,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, every Tuesday at 8 o'clock, YouTube, Facebook, we have the Poetry Corner. And next week, we celebrate Black History Month.
All right.
Say like this, let's get involved.
I was hoping you get a chance. Yeah, hey, look, that's what's up. Hopefully you'll get a chance to hear that playback of the Get Down last night. Very great. It was an excellent show. It was a high that I haven't experienced in a while on that show. It was a serious high. It was so dope. And everybody was like, yo, every time somebody said it was like, yo.
That was a monumental show last night because it really was an eye opener. It was it was very touching, very heartfelt as well. But some pieces were super strong, man. They came with it last night. I gotta tell you.
Absolutely. So thank you so much. We're gonna send you back to the job with a little something under your arms. Like a little snippet of something. Yeah. Get you through the night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you so much, King. One love, one mic.
Love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Diva, what's up with these last lines? Just tell me.
Girl, I don't know, but they're getting to me, that's for sure. Nice.
Okay.
They are coming. It just seemed like those last lines encompass the whole piece, and it just puts an exclamation point on it.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. My phone is acting up. So let's bring back Lady A, shall we?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Lady A, are you ready to express your vibe?
I am. I've got a poem. I like to write little stories, poems. And I like to write about Irish, not history, but fantasy. And about fairies and things like that, little tiny fairies. And so I'd like to kind of read one like that, just kind of not an uplifting, but just kind of light, you know? And so that's what I'm going to do. And,
all right. Brush the back.
Okay. And this is called We Folk and the Queen. Celtic queen ascends the throne, we folk creatures come to bless. Fairies fly from Finnegan's forest, in leaves of green they are dressed. They come bearing gifts to honor the queen, singing songs and reciting folklore, giving her sapphires and aquamarines, poetry, gold and emeralds galore. Her majesty loved the wee little folk, their brightly lit wings made her smile. She's the only human to see them uncloaked, and in them she is beguiled. Come, my queen, says one with lit wings and a voice only angels possess. Rest here a while, and to you we will sing all your favorites and all your requests and peace.
Wow. Can you see all the gems, the moonstones, the emeralds, the diamonds, the rubies are all over the place? I just saw it flashing all over the place. I like that. I like fantasy things. I do.
I love those little stories. I have quite a few of them, but And I appreciate that you liked it too. I have some other. Do you have time for another one, maybe, or?
Sure. Right after LaPrella Negra does, and we'll bring you back in. No problem.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Great. All right. Back to you in a minute. All right, Diva. Are you ready to express your vibe one more time?
I am.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Destined. He never knew that he found my heart because he couldn't read me through my eyes or hear the words I didn't say. And I stayed silent. So I spent countless nights of crying in the dark because my soul holds words that I was never able to give life to. That was my sacrifice to love. I've always known that a broken heart will mend as long as you allow it space to do so. Our pain is all you will ever know. Even if you do believe you're ready for love again. So this necessary pull away will never change the fact that he is the light that led me to the place where I find my peace. That inevitable hurt pushed me to hope because it taught me how to trust myself again. Though I feel it fading, I know my connection to him will never completely suffer because I love him. No matter where I am in this life, I will always be thankful for this lesson. So there's nothing to forgive. We were always meant to be, but for a different purpose of love. His purpose was to show me how to recognize who I am through the pain in the storm. Mine was to show him real love that once my heart has been acclimated through forced and misplaced blame. But I now understand that you cannot reach enlightenment holding on to ego. So time and age mean nothing because there is always hope. Character is everything, and love is the bird that must fly free. So I leave my heart open because love is and has always been the answer. And that's that piece.
You know what? I love this piece because you said in your piece, there's nothing to forgive. And I think in essence, you said some things just not meant to be away. That way. And every time I hear it, I don't know whether I want my heart to like cry or like, that is it really just the end? But but there's some hope in there somewhere, even though it might not be the way you want it to be, but there's some hope because you still love him and you always will in a way. And I have felt that way not many times in my life. You know, there's only one. Probably one, maybe two, I can actually say that. Because I truly believe in connection. And that's something that's very important at this point in my life, you know. I connected with someone not too long ago, and, you know, it wasn't exactly the way I wanted it to end, but I will always thank that person because they showed me something. And now I can finally trust me again because at first I thought I lost my discernment. And then sometimes you know, when things go awry, you don't trust yourself. And this piece, I love this piece. You know what, Dee Dee, you have to put that in my inbox one day. So I'd love to read that. A lot of gems in there that I truly, truly I vibe with. I really do.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, I sure will.
Okay. Thank you, Diva. All right. Well, we'll bring Lady A back in, and then I'll split a piece, and then we'll go to our ID. All right.
Awesome. All right.
All right,
Hi.
Andy A.
Hi. I don't want to interrupt your agenda, so it's okay if I don't. If you've got other things that you're, I just sort of opened my mouth. I'm stumbling on myself.
Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, this is another kind of a fantasy piece, and it's called Marina's Underwater World. I love the beach, so this comes from. Sun warms her face while on the beach. Asleep she fell, thinking of the deep. Giant clams adorn the sand flats, poking out of their holes so vast. Breathing without gills and air, deeper swam Marina with flare. Auburn hair like silk waves in salty sea. Kelp wraps round her milky flesh sweet. Leonard Lobster introduces himself, Miss Marina. I am the king of this sand shelf. Come dine with me at the table of Krabby Crabster. Along their way, Marina met Razor Sharp and Clamster. Upon the dining table were little pigs in blankets and meatballs on seaweed caskets. Dill pickle and anemone, it was heavenly. Sweet and sour coral served by clownfish Beverly. Once upon an ocean time, the seas of cobalt blue, Marina lived her dream of life beneath the aqua hues. Leonard Lobster pinched her toe and woke her from sea dreams. Upon the sand, on dry land, Marina woke with regrets, it seems. She wishes now to be beneath the crystal waves, to live among her newfound friends she daily craves. And peace.
Okay. And I instinctively saw myself on this page.
Yes. Yeah, it's just one. Thanks for letting me spit a second one.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. We enjoyed
it. Beautiful.
Really good.
Yes.
All right, lady.
Great visual.
So we're going to, absolutely.
Thank you.
I see myself in the water, flowing, and all kinds of stuff around me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful imagination, I guess you could say. I like things like that. So, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. All right, Lady A, so we're going to put you into the groovy lounge with the fiber lamps going and the cushy beanbag chairs and your favorite libations. All right.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Mm-hmm. All right, one love, one light.
One love,
one mic.
Well, Diva, that's why I'll pick
a two. I think I found another one. I'll do this.
Radio They know who we be.
That's what's up. I like that one, Diva. So now, Diva, I'm going to kick one that's called I'm Ready for the Last Time.
Okay. Go on. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm ready. I've been through it all before, but not with you. It's something I look forward to. Some are skeptical, even question why. Because of love, being love. Hoping with you, it doesn't pass me by. It takes work, I know, but I would give most anything to have that glow that would light up a dark night and radiate throughout the day. I demand reciprocity. It has to be this way. It won't be just sexual. I need you on my emotional, physical, and mental planes. Even though love takes time and willingness to try, don't make me fall for you if you have no intention of falling for me. Please remember, communicating is key. So I'm ready to give it my best, to give it one last try. I shall only pass this way one last time, then blow away with the wind with the last touch of your face. And that's that vibe.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to blow away with the wind, with the last touch of your face. Man, I love that line right there. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I love the piece, but that last line is everything. You know what? I don't know what it is about these last lines, but they are just taking center stage with everything. Oh, man.
Exactly.
That's beautiful, Diva. I loved it. Wow.
Thank you.
Well, if we don't have any more callers, I got another piece for you if you'd like to hear it.
All right. Hey, I'm ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Her Muse. Physical love was intangible, and passion was what had been missing from her mundane life. But he also knew that within her ocean deep thoughts, it's what she longed for. That's why the wolf in him always would easily make the moon in her glow bright, because he was what renewed her writing soul. Though they hadn't actually met, there were never any rules set. Yet for her poetry, his gallantry proved her to be the special lady in his world, and not a caricature of what society says the perfect woman is supposed to be, her muse. Igniting a fire so deep within her soul, she wrote creations her ink could breathe into life again. Fantasies like he grabbed her, looked her in her eyes and said, "What if I lay you down? Slowly slide up in between your legs and say your name with each thrust inside you, deep into your eyes. Would that please you? Would you call out mine for the world to know my name? Or would you whisper it across my lips in a soft, passionate kiss, letting me know that I am your world?" She responded, "What if I couldn't talk? And I just licked my lips." He gave a deep growl and said, "What if I licked your lips and you get to choose which ones I touch?" Her words stimulated him, so he slid down to what he called his taste of heaven and said, "Come on, baby," laying down on me as he kissed her love button. She was wetter than ever, and he wanted to soak his face in her water. And she was so grateful to be writing again, she vowed that if ever they were to meet, she would prove to him how to make the fantasy reality. And that's that piece.
Yo, you be tearing me up. You know what is funny? I was just thinking, though, how you and I, even though we both write very, very well, I mean, I love the way we write, and your muse takes you into the heavens where my muse is on the ground. That's how I feel. I'm very direct, whereby you're flying, and I'm trying to fly along with you, grab along to your kite tail, and I keep sinking to the ground because I'm like, no. Dig this short piece, right? And let me demonstrate to you why. Now, dig this piece, okay? You made love to me, saved my body. Okay, thank you. You made love to me, saved my body like a toy. Made me love you, adore you. Yet you lied to me. Every alibi you said, I believed. Oh, I'm sorry. Every alibi you told, I believed. And it made you bold to keep going, thinking I was naive to let you keep manipulating me. Then you come clean. thinking I'd forgive. No matter how much I love you, I can forgive the lies. I can no longer trust you. And that puts us on each side of the mountain. It may not stop me from lusting for you. But someday, I'm going to have someone who wants to drink from their own fountain. Someone who wants me, respects me enough not to lie. So if you ever see me in the streets, walk on by. Because as much as I love you, cannot accept lies. They're just excuses to stay between my thighs. That's that vibe.
I heard that now. Yeah, you are.
Can you see what I mean?
Super direct.
You see what I mean?
Yes. You don't pull no punches. That's right. If you ever see me on the street, walk on by.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, child. Man, don't even act like you want to acknowledge me.
Whew. Okay.
Oh, man.
It's been okay. Many years, but I still feel that. I was like, nope. So you got to walk on by.
Mm-hmm. I hear that, girl. I like that. I like that a lot. That's just up, definitely. Man, you making me go through all my archives and my pieces, but I like it because you know what? I like to read my own poetry sometimes. There are certain pieces that I write where I like to read it over and over again because for me. Some of them are very, very meaningful to me, and I'm like,
yeah,
you know what? I'm writing, man. This is wow. This is right. So I got another piece for you if you'd like to hear it.
I am so ready, Diva.
All right. This is called A Soul for Love. Oh, I gotta sneeze, I think. Whew, I hate when that happens. And then it stops like midway, just leaving you with an ugly expression on your face. All right, here goes. Ask any woman you've been with, and they'll say you love with precision and perfection, but it's not real. Casanova. I've always been a free spirit, wild at heart, but I allowed myself to be tamed by a broken beast. He loved me, but he never understood my freedom. Because when I said, forgive me for being too open, he must have thought I said, show me the meaning of a broken heart. Because he left, and it broke me. Taking all of me with him, but this now empty shell of a physical appearance. Leaving me to wonder, is this my redemption or the road leading to a fresh hell? I don't even recognize myself. The anger, the resentment, the misunderstanding, and the questioning over and over and over. Why? Why did he do this to me? What did I do? How can I fix it to bring him back? What am I supposed to do now? That torturous cycle of words constantly playing in my head. They say time heals all wounds. Well, I say it lengthens the days, allowing for pain to linger. Because I thought I'd conquered all these parts of me. I must have missed something. But because my love has always been a deep and unconditional one, I've learned that in this world we are meant to meet challenges and make sacrifices. So no longer is my heart like a feather in the wind. The truth lives within the soul, and that never changes. And I am the love within love's truth, because I will always love. So I vow from here on to only fall in love with the soul. That's that piece.
Oh, how beautiful that is. It's like, what have you done? What did you do to me? I don't even recognize myself. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it
comes right up in the end because you know exactly where you stand. Wow. I think
we have to learn.
You know what? I'm gonna do my Yeah.
I was saying we have to learn how to start seeing ourselves again and not seeing that person because we have a tendency to get lost in that special person when we fall in love. And we don't even see ourselves anymore. And it gets to the point where it doesn't matter whether we see ourselves or not because all we want to see, all we do see is them. Until they take everything with them and leave us broken. And we have no choice but to start looking at ourselves again, finding out what was it about me, you know, that brought this about? What did I do? What part of me made them leave? You know, you start asking all kinds of questions, but it brings you back to yourself. Eventually, sometimes all heartaches and separation are not really a bad thing. It's to teach us a lesson, you know. Sometimes it's here to teach us how to love ourselves again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Love parts that we were missing before and neglecting before. I ain't gonna take a blind time. Go ahead,
Eva. No, but you know what? Right, but you know what? That's true, and it's really, really true, and I have this piece, and it kind of coincides. But just as your heart's all broken, and then now you're bouncing back to find yourself again, here they come.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So this piece is called
Swan
Song.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. I thought my swan song was written, just knew it was finished. Then you texted out of the blue, and I realized my feelings for you never diminished. You wanted to try for the last time, but my requirements were too high because I didn't want to start over from square one, which wouldn't have been fun. I wanted you to say you loved me like I loved you. The sermon hit hard. You never did. I wanted a ring. Everything, but it wasn't okay with you. We ended badly last time. My feelings were hurt. You let me down. I almost lost my crown. So starting over again, we can't do. You accused me of wanting a ring, getting married all at once, not wanting to work things out. Is this what you think this is about? I just want what a real woman deserves, a real man professing love. A man to protect her and provide for her. Is it any different from anyone else? I can't let all that slide. I stayed up half the night thinking of the sex we shared, never again to feel your lips, your body in or mine, the lies, the video. I can't go through it anymore. Goodbye to the best I've ever had physically. It hurt, but I had to say no. Please don't ever come back. Because I would forget myself and lay with you, then lie in unforgiveness, cutting myself no slack. Because I let myself feel for you, something I felt was real. I kept you in my heart, day and night in my head. Then hit an epiphany. We will never be. There's no trust. You never felt love, just lust. So I looked back one last time in my heart and mind, let you go. And said goodbye. And that's that bye.
Yes. Oh, have mercy. I think everyone has at least once in their lifetime where we almost cry to the heavens, please don't let them come back. Please.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then, and they do, and you know what? You tell God, you say, if they come back, I already know I'm going to let them back in. I'm going to take them back. So please, just let them miss me. Let them keep on going. You know? I love it. I really, really love it. Man, oh man. Very nice to you.
Yep.
Very, very nice to you.
Thank you, my diva.
Mm.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, to the ones who are listening and tuning in, it is 10:30. We have 1/2 hour left before the show is over. So if you'd like to come in and express your vibe, spit whatever you like, come on in and let us experience it with you. So, diva, I guess we're bouncing back and forth. Excuse me. Mm.
Okay, well, I'm ready.
All right. I'm ready for you.
This one.
Like is your
other. This one is thank you. This one is called My Hidden Away. My eyes could show my soul. You would cry when you see me smile. Sometimes we miss the chance to run through the happy light because we get lost in the shadow of why they hurt us. So I'd stop wondering how I was seen in others' eyes because I know who I am. But when I'd fallen in love, hope's curiosity awakened questions like, what part of my beautiful heart does he want to know? Should I even expose my full light? Hidden desire is so unfair because he moves something deep within me and I don't know if his existence is my heart's master or muse. Maybe I'll just continue to keep etchings of the perfect relationship hidden on the canvas of my mind. After all, it is my secret. It wasn't my intention to fall. I just wasn't looking. Holding my away, my truth is like the last of winter leaves clenching to black branches, knowing it's becoming the past. So I bring myself to stillness and witness the colors of nature because tenderness pricks like thorns under their beautiful rose on its stem. Alas, the path worth taking lies in the tangled forest between heart and mind. Yet hope drowned in darkness continues emergence from the nighttime, bright as fireflies. So whether I reveal to him or not, just as in silence alone, I feel my heartbeat and marvel at the miracle. This is sacred, so I will always care. And that's that piece.
One of these days, Diva, I'm gonna keep holding on to that kite tail.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to tell you. Just got, you have a way of, like, you know, no matter how much you hurt me, sorry, because I got me. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how, like you said, the miracle of it that we're still here. We bounce back, and we keep bouncing back.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I ain't going to lie, it hurts like a mug. You hear me? No, for lack of a better word, but it hurts, okay? But,
and
like you said, time heals all wounds, and eventually it does. But, man, you have to go through some stuff to get back up. And that's something we all, I guess that's something we really all go through once in our life. Man, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you. But you know, getting through, every time I got through a heartbreak is what showed me more and more that
I can continue to love myself, even
mm-hmm.
after all those heartbreaks. They'll have me. So why not love me?
Right.
I ain't going
That's
nowhere.
Exactly right.
I'm going to have this relationship with myself for the rest of my days. So I may as well make
That's
the best
exactly
of it
right.
and not dwell, you know. I know that I'm going to get
mm-hmm.
through it again. I've gotten through it again. So, and here I still stand. So, you know. That's how I came to really
yeah.
love all
That's
of
right.
me.
You're amazing. I tell you that because I'm going to tell you, I'm the type of person I will shut it down. A lot of people believe in just keep doing it until you get it right. I'm not that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
I think in a lot of ways, once I've been down the road a couple of times, and, you know, you date a couple of times or you might go for the physicalities of one, you know, a couple of times, but when you really connect with someone and that someone disappoints you or hurts you, and then you're like,
mm-hmm.
and then finally it's like, no, you know what? I got me. I'm just going to shut it down because
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like going through this anymore. I just don't. And like you said, you must love you because you're the only one you got. You're the only one you have. You're the only one you need. I mean, other than, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean. So,
mm-hmm.
nice. Yes, yes, yes. So,
thank
I do
you.
Have a piece. Yeah, that was
all
amazing.
Right, well. You're going to give us some more goodness, so whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Cool. I think this piece, I'm going to name this piece Want. I realize I can no longer compartmentalize, keep my feelings in the back of my head. I want love in a time and place that knows no bounds. I need that special one in my space to show me faithfulness and truth. I want reciprocity, compassion, thoughtfulness, and loyalty. I've been scarred. I've lost a love so great my grief was the cost. I choose to be the way I am now. Go ahead and judge me. You don't know how, nor do you know the why, how I go through life, how many times I cry. I choose not to lose again if it can be avoided. My opinion, right or wrong, I don't need my feelings exploited. Yet, I wish you happy, even if you feel mad at me. I could still use a friend. This I won't ever pretend. If love is real, make me a believer. I tried so hard to be an achiever. Tried so hard to make it be. And I've learned nothing lasts forever. But the failures didn't lie in me. And that's that piece.
Wow. No, we done gone deep into the heartbreak aspect of how we got to where we are. And these pieces
mm.
just keep getting deeper and deeper. The uniqueness in your style of writing, it opens my eyes to a different way of looking at how I've healed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll always have that part of me where I understand what I went through more and more, but
mm-hmm.
there will always be a question mark. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why? That question comes across everybody's lips that has had their heart broken and healed. Why? It never gets answered. It never gets answered. Well, it's never been answered for me, but it doesn't stop
mm-hmm.
me from looking forward, you know. And I don't, honestly, you said something before you did your piece. I don't think it's about getting it right. I think it's about the right one getting you.
Ah.
And that's how I look at
wow.
it. Mm-hmm.
All right now. There you go. Mm. That's pretty good. That is pretty good.
Thank you. That
would be good for a piece. You know what I'm saying? It's not you getting
okay.
it right. It's someone getting it right for you. Yeah. That's what's up. I like that. I mean, you know, it's just like something to write about. But like you said, and I also think, too, when we spit our pieces, it there's a reflection of us to people, and that has people know us a little better and, you know, and find out what we're about. One thing I know, we're not up for the bull crap, you know what I mean? No. We're pretty sensitive people. We're easy to talk to. We like communicating. We're really big love bugs deep down inside, you know. Probably would do anything to get that type of love we want, you know, because we love ourselves, and that's the kind of love we want, because that's that. But like you said, the more the pieces, you know, we pop these pieces, the more I'm like, wow, I'm going to come over and steal a notebook. Wow.
You are more than welcome to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, girl. Mm. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Diva. Mm-hmm. Hey, look. It's amazing. I mean, you know. I mean, and even though we had few callers, I mean, the pieces tonight, they were just awesome. I mean, I just can't go from no other word than awesome. And, you know, I looked through all these pieces that I could spit and all of that, and the first time I spit Swan Song, or it could have been the second time, because I don't recall ever spitting it. It you know why? Because it hit too close to home. It really did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, oh, like, yeah, so that's how that is.
Mm-hmm.
So, Diva, it is almost quarter of, and we can pop it back and forth until 11, or we can shut it down because we have no more calls.
I've got one more.
Okay, well, hey, right on. We can take it, too. Mm-hmm.
All right. This one is going tight. In the midst of winter's flow, the embering of leaves fall as fall leaves, tawny hues of the once rich green life that danced with the wind lie huddled on frost-layered soil, whispering in the welcoming of the cold, a time for release. Renewal is coming. Wounds left from blades burned by experience are now just stains of the past. And I am now age's transparent beauty left open for love. True love grows best in soil of emotions passionately expressed. So bless me with your transparency. There is no darkness here, because I am receptive to truth. And my love will never prick like the thorns of past roses you picked from different gardens. Allow me to comfort you. I want you to love me without fear, because I know that the waterfalls that come from the most change aren't the ones you see flooding your eyes. They're the hidden ones falling from your heart. Allow me to be your peace. In a world that is unkind, know that the sweetness of my nectar never sours, because God is always at the center of this partnership. So your heart is safe with me, because it will always be in his hands. Now, I can't heal you, but I offer you a healthy space to work on it. Release spirit to the comfort I provide. Make my heart your home and grow with me. Because not only do I love you with everything in me on your good days, but even harder when you're at your worst.
because I'm your number one fan. And that's peace.
I'm sitting here like, man, I'm all there too.
It's like, whoo.
You know, wouldn't it be, it'd be so wonderful to know that just two special men would know that their heart is in their, that our home, you know, we have our heart is their home. That's what I meant to say. That would be awesome. I got this piece. Let's see. I didn't need titles, thanks. He was trouble in a good way, making her feel so good by the way he recited. His poetry got her all excited. Her mind had too many places to go. No matter how far her daydreams went, she would end up spent. He spoiled her in beautiful ways, not materialistic. See, he went beyond the surface. New intimacy was what she needed, and he gave freely, as long as she heeded to his commandments. He looked into her eyes one day, saw himself in a sea of delight, his heart beat to flight, his kiss, her soft lips breathing in his air, took him by surprise, and how one much could really care. She was different, not wanting just the physical. It made him quizzical, because he was a minx who showed her claws when provoked, purred in pure happiness when she was filled and slightly choked. She spoiled him, her arms around him, promising to be there holding him close. Candlelight picnics in front of the fireplace, good food and poetry. He finally received it in his brain. The Almighty blessed him. She soothed his soul as he soothed her body and mind in a crazy, turbulent world. In love, they both hoped to find. And that's that piece.
Can you say that line again? Turbulent world?
Let's see. He soothed her soul, and he soothed her body and mind in a crazy, turbulent world. In love, they both hoped to find.
Wow. I just love poetry. Because it just in a way where know exactly what it means, but you can't always express it a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone comes along and they have peace and those exact words that match your feelings come out, man, it's an incredible feeling. Like, that's exactly how I'm feeling. That's exactly what I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to say.
That's exactly it.
I've been through that. Wow. Poetry is incredible, and so is yours, man. Thank you. That's beautiful. Wow. That's goodness gracious.
Hey. How goes?
Yes.
So it is 10 of 11. Let's see. No callers. Wow. But this was a great show. Loved it.
Yes, it was. I enjoyed all of your pieces, man. I was just back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I love to do this. This is pretty dope.
I know. Hey, look, we always make it good, no matter what. All right. So, Diva, any last words?
Mm-hmm. I just want everybody to continue to be safe. You know, if you're sick, just like with any other time, you're not feeling well and you know you have an illness inside of you that it's contagious, just stay away from people until it's over. Life still goes on. Life still happens. We'll be here when we get back. Okay? Be considerate and think about everybody else. Not everybody can fight off this illness, this virus, these germs that invade our system. Okay? So be smart about this. All right? And Yeah. You have a combination of being smart and considerate. It goes hand in hand. It really does. And just get that good relationship going with yourself, okay, because that's where spirit lies. Shit, everybody, I want to say thank you, Diva, for having me once again.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you. Yeah, so listen to what my Diva said. Everybody, just be safe. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you're listening tonight online, even if you listened and called in and didn't say anything, thank you so much for taking time out on your Friday night to hang out with us. So with that, God bless you guys. Diva, take us out. All right.
We used to live in the same building on the same floor and never met before until I'm overseas on tour and peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She studying film and photo flash focus record. Said she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart. Intense and shatter, she like, that shit don't matter when I get home. Get at her through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. Shit, you think not? Think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot. Telling me the things I'm telling of is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip-hop and keep telling me, yeah. At the height of the night, and that's when she flip and get on some old.
Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side. You only love in your mind. I know you got to get that paper, daddy. Keep that shit tight. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life. You dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she says she know it's wrong, player. And he think I'm pretty inside. I'm playing, boo. You know it's just what you want saying, boo. And when cats be popping game, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my classes, I don't have. For life, girl. So when you sweating all day, think of me when you rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies, they
yeah, so what you saying, I can trust you.
Is you crazy, you my king for real. But sometimes
relationships
get
ill. That rat could be that cool cat. That's whispering, she trying to play you for the fool, black. If something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people bite back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some Obama celebrity, I deal with the real. So if it's artificial, let it be. I've seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these swabs and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world and live come in. That's where the drama begins.